I want to speak about segregation in the USA. In 1950s, black people had to sit at the back of buses. They had to sit upstairs in cinemas. They were not allowed to vote and they had to go to their own schools and universities. In 1954, the Supreme Court of the US said that segregation was against the law. 2 years later, in 1956, segregation in buses was put to an end. The following year, President Eisenhower had to send National Guardsmen to protect 9 black students who wanted to go to school or university in Little Rock, Arkansas. In July 1964, the Civil Rights Act was signed by President Johnson. Segregation was banished. Martin Luther King was born in 1929 in Atlanta, Georgia. He wanted to study theology, so he went to the North because there was no segregation there, and he got his PhD. After, Rosa Parks was arrested because she had sat at the front of the bus. Martin Luther King organized a boycott of buses in Montgomery. To protest, Martin Luther King organized marches and peaceful demonstrations. In 1963, for the 100th anniversary of the abolition of slavery, signed by Abraham Lincoln, Martin Luther King gave his famous speech, "I Have a Dream," in front of 250,000 people. Martin Luther King wanted people to be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Martin Luther King wanted segregation to be put to an end. What a devoted man he was.